feeling in your relationships that maybe people are saying all the right things, but deep down inside, they really are enjoying watching you struggle? Well, there's another sign that some people in your life are secretly enjoying watching you struggle. And I think we're all guilty. They tear down your confidence.
Oh,
I mean, that's
God.
What this whole program is. That's like the founding basis.
Yeah, our show's not fun if we don't do that.
But there are people in your life that in order to feel good about themselves, they have to tear down other people and their confidence and what they have going on to make themselves feel better. It's like the same idea where people are like, oh, look at their life.
Right.
Like, to feel better about their own.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I get that a lot.
You do?
Well, I think some people are like, oh, at least mine, I'm not in Jared's situation.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily confidence or tearing you down. It's just like, wow, when you look at from the outside, it looks like, holy crap, look what
he's doing. I don't want to accuse you, Jason. I'm not. I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
When me and Stephanie broke up, were you secretly happy about it?
Absolutely not. I was like, oh, crap, here we go again with a bunch of other relationship stuff. That's going to be crazy. And it was. It was another relationship. A former relationship that went back to that.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Why would I be happy that you
I don't know. Because you couldn't believe that we were together because you kept saying it. So I thought you might have been like, oh, good. He's not with her anymore.
Well, I think that probably, were you happy or upset that me and Carol got back together?
No. And everyone keeps saying that. Like, I was the one saying, okay, there's a point when there was things that, when it was bad, you were telling me certain things. So, well, if that's the case, then maybe y'all shouldn't be together. But then when you got back together, but also we say, if you can make it work, make it work. I've said that consistently. And then somehow people are saying I was unhappy about it. I'm not. You're keeping your family together. I think it's great. I really do.
My wife and I, yesterday, we were watching Summer House for the 85th episode.
Don't act like you don't like it.
I love
Clearly you
does.
Like it. Clearly you like it. It is right up your alley. All the things they do. They're half naked all the time. They're always drunk. They're always doing the most ridiculous things that you can get away with on camera. It's addictive.
I do relate.
Yeah.
I do relate to one guy especially. But I will tell you this. It's just like the confidence boost. It's like this boyfriend like walked out because the something that his girlfriend did. And then the girl went to another girl, a friend, and was like, is this me? Is this me? Is this me? And it's I think that when that girl who's single was like, I really don't feel like he's your type. It wasn't because she really was like, oh, I feel bad for you. It was like almost the fact that jealous that she had a boyfriend and she can't get any boyfriends. And so if you have a relationship where you're struggling, it's almost like you want to tear down the confidence of the relationship of your friend or somebody you know because you feel jealous.
Well, yeah, there's definitely some of that. I would need names to know if you're on the money with that one or not when it comes to Summer House. However,
well, I don't know any of the names because my face is more.
He's like, you know, the one in the bikini. I'm like, well, that could be it.
Everybody.
But I do think that there, what else is real is like, for example, Jason's example, like if you're single and you're having a hard time dating, people, not that misery loves company, but like you want a wingman. You want a partner in crime.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
For a minute there, it was going to be me and Jason hitting the single scene together.
Right.
And then he, like an a-hole, kept his family together. Uh-huh. Didn't think about me for one moment that we go and have fun.
You don't have anybody to hang out with. You have no one to go on town with. Yeah. You know? And so that is very real.
Yeah.
That is a very real thing.
Do I have jealousy when I look at other people's relationships? Yes. You know, like I can go on a million dates, but as far as like finding somebody I like connect to and make it work recently, it's like it's been a freaking nightmare.
It's the same thing, and this has happened a couple times. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, that she's getting relationship after relationship, and here I am, that narcissist. Like I'm kind of happy for her, but then I'm kind of not. And I think that gives bad advice to friends, meaning that if you have a single friend and all of a sudden you're getting separated from your marriage. And your friend basically is giving you the wrong advice, like, yeah, you don't need him, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wants somebody else to hang out with single, or she's a little jealous. And here's a big one. The people that have relationships that maybe aren't overall stable.
Sounds good.
Look at the other relationship and almost are like, oh, yeah, at least we're doing better than them, yet they can't hold it together. That's how they are. And it's almost like, oh, if they do hold it together, it's like, oh, we're on the same level playing field.
It's hard.
It's very, it's
tricky.
A mind F because
it is.
It's like to throw another situation in there. I think maybe, like, let's say, Jared, for you, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people assume, if they don't know you or talk to you, they would think, oh, he's okay with divorce. He's okay, you know.
They do, and I've had people approach me like, "Hey, I'm getting like almost giddy. Like, I know you've been through it. It's like, hey, what you know? My partner, male or female, I get it from both. Like, it's terrible. Like, what's the best way to do? I'm like, the best thing is to try to make it work. They have no idea.
But you know, when they're coming to you and they're looking for that affirmation, they don't really believe it. Maybe deep down inside, or they're looking for the validation. Then what happens is the person who's newly divorced or going through the divorce is also like, wants to prove I'm doing the right thing for me.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's like two people who are very insecure about their situation in life, who are hyping each other up,
right,
who don't really feel, who might not really feel that way. I mean, that will throw you for a loop.
It'll throw you for a loop.
You know, and then it's like everybody's getting divorced. Everybody's miserable. Well,
In the last week, I agree with you.
Look at us agreeing on things.
Jason, the last 6 months.
Yes. This is more like it. But it's true.
And then it's been a mind F for people. No, of course. Like, and people go to people because why would they go to you about divorce?
Exactly.
Or Matt. You know, they might go to Jason maybe about being separate. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. Or, you know, maybe. But they come to me and every time they're like, oh, I thought you were. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I just had a bad luck.
But they're looking for validation from you.
And then I don't get it. And they're like, crap.
But I think most people might in their relationship.
Oh, you don't need him, girl.
Right.
Or
we're
you don't
doing
need
fine. Yeah. Look at us.
No,
we're better.
You're not.
100%.
No, you're not.
And yeah.
I mean, in some situations you are, but for most, no.
Carol disagreed with me. I'm like, yes, that's why you were getting bad advice from your friends.
And I don't necessarily think that there are people, not in your situation, but I don't think most people, let me say this, I don't think people are bad. I don't think that people go into their life, most people, being like, I want to ruin somebody else's life.
I think it's subconscious.
I don't think that they mean to give bad advice. I don't think that they mean to mislead you. I think it's like they're also trying to work through whatever it is they've got going on, and they're saying what they need to believe.
That is the second time in last week that I agree with
you. I just don't think most people are bad. I don't.
Yeah, I think most, I agree, most aren't. There are some definitely bad, but I also think we forget, too, when we go to these people initially when we're hurt, if we're talking about a breakup and or a marriage, a divorce, we're telling them all the bad things.
Yes, of course.
And so a good friend typically, I mean, I would say a good friend is there to listen and to kind of be like, oh, I'm sorry you're going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's a dangerous line where you're like, yeah, she's a POS. And they get back together. You're like, oh, I was just saying, because you were saying,
I was
trying to make you feel better about, you know, and like what you were telling me was not good.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
Jared,
I've gotten better about like their behavior. If that's happening, that behavior is not good.
That definitely has happened in here.
Do you
think,
oh, my
gosh.
Definitely
has happened in here. And
I've
then
done
all of
a thousand
like,
times.
Yes, exactly.
Like, and y'all have given me great advice about.
Do you think, though, when you say the stuff that you say, let's just say it is one-sided, is it completely like that, or do you think, well, there's a point, there's two sides to every story?
Oh, no, usually they say, well,
three.
Your side, their side, and then
the
truth. Yeah. No, I think so, too. I mean, I ran into one of my exes recently, and it was not a good situation. Like, I was being nice, but she was with some girl that, like, came up and, like, confronted me. Like, don't you dare talk to her. I'm like, what? And then the stuff she was saying, I'm like, oh, she's feeding her all sorts of stuff. Didn't care about my side at all.
Mm-hmm.
And none of my friends would ever do that to her. But anyway, it was just like, bizarro land, but you know,
if anything, your friends might hit on her.
Right? Oh yeah. Oh, my friends definitely would.